broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Sports Talk. 8:14. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocker was short tonight.
He was quick. Yeah. He was good. And then Jack wasn't here because we got
That's an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, because he's such an idiot.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He kind of is.
A little bit.
Kind of is.
Only in the fact that he's a Stogler.
That is a big factor.
No doubt.
So we are welcome head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mr. Bob Lever. And in the studio, how you doing, coach?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you. We had you up before the season started.
You did?
And yeah, I think you came up.
I don't remember that.
I thought you had him up.
No, this is the first of the season.
Mm. Really?
You guys snubbed me. You didn't want me.
That doesn't sound right.
No, you did. That's good, because you would have probably asked me for a preseason prediction, and I would have blew that up.
Okay, so preseason prediction. Right now, what would you have us at?
I think we would have had maybe one or two more wins.
A couple more wins?
Yeah.
And if you look at it, the Miss Cinewall game.
Uh-huh.
What other one?
Yeah, Crestview was very gettable. That was a four-point game up there.
Yeah. Yep.
Couple breaks down the stretch, and that one could have went our way.
Yeah.
I thought we would have played better against New Bremen than we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
So those three in particular.
Yeah.
So, you know. But happy with 11-6.
Yeah, 11-6, not bad. Good start.
Yep.
Yeah. You look at this year's team, and first of all, before we go anywhere, let's give a shout to your three seniors because, they're not only, Colson and Doug and
Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Them boys just do nothing but work their tails off, play hard.
At the end of the year, there should be the biggest, most improved plaque in the world given to Douglas Benn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, when we got him, and I watched him as a seventh and an eighth grader, he never saw the floor.
Yeah.
We get him as a freshman, the kid can't dribble with his right hand.
Junior year was huge.
Yeah.
I thought he really got
that. He just matured. He stayed at it.
Yep.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the things he does, he's dunking off 2 feet, two hands. He's an energizer bunny. The fans love him.
They do.
They absolutely love the kid.
And it just seems like about five or six times a game, he's just standing under the basket wide open.
Right, and that's his role. I mean, that's what he did last year in the JV.
How can he do that? Nobody else in the world can be open six times a game.
Because nobody thinks he can do anything. Right. He's that guy. We can play off of him, and then he's got 6 points.
He scored again. Another putback.
In 10 seconds, and he got 6 points.
Yeah. So kid like Dylan Klinke, just as hard nosed as they come.
Yeah.
Will do anything I ask of him.
Yeah.
Just great kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Colson, I grew up next to him in the neighborhood, so he's got a little longer leash with me just because I know who he is, and I know what I can get away with pulling his strings, and he's having a pretty solid year as a senior, too. Getting better as a leader.
Yep.
Getting a little more positive down the stretch here.
At the beginning, you talked about the Bremen game and stuff. Your guard play wasn't very good for a little while.
Right.
And his and Grant have really made a big difference.
They did. There was a little lull there between Botkins. Well, we had a hell of a stretch there with Botkins, who was
Lincoln View,
state ranked teams with really good guard play.
Good guard play, yeah.
Yeah, and then, New Bremen plays that 4-out-1 in amoeba zone defense, which is tough. And then they go 1-3-1, full court, and they fall back into that. So unless you're just a solid point guard with great skills, it's going to affect you. And it did. And I think they've learned from it. And, it's something we work on every day. We do ball handling stuff 10 to 15 minutes to start practice every day. And it takes time. It takes reps. You know, they both, Grant didn't play football, but Colson did. So him coming out of football, that's 3 months without touching a basketball.
Yeah.
It takes a minute,
It's interesting you talk about football because you see some of the kids that football has helped. And Colson's one of them. from a toughness standpoint.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes. Because he'll mix it up.
Oh, he goes in
he'll
there.
He'll take gets, charges. Yeah. He's the best charge taker. We
25 or 26 charges last year as a junior.
As a junior.
Doesn't have as many this year, but he gets some key charges throughout the season so far. He goes in, watch him weak side rebound in our zone, in that 2-3 zone. He goes up he's and gets there, rebounds on the weak side. Which
he goes way up.
Way up, he's by far the most athletic post kid in that family. Yeah. I think Landon would agree with me.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening.
You know, he kind of, I feel like his shooting was affecting his dribbling and taking care of the ball. You know, earlier, you know, he wasn't making a lot of shots. Now he's starting to make them. He's getting some confidence.
He started off, you know, really hot against Jefferson.
Yeah.
And then he hit a couple, you know, here and there throughout. But then he went on that stretch where we were going against get better guards.
Yeah.
And now he's starting to find his stride a little bit, too. Yeah. And some of it's just getting the right inside-out pass for the three, not creating it off the dribble. He's not a pull-up three-point shooter. He's in the offense-type guy. Yeah.
And he's got to get, like when you when you talk about football helped him get tougher, but it probably also hurt him with a stroke.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, because like I said, you're not touching a basketball unless you get in there on Sundays or a weekday night, which is hard to do. I mean, to get shots up. Now, a few of those guys did. I mean, Breaker, Brody, Brady Evers were constantly coming and getting the keys on Sunday. And we kind of made it a point, like, once we got done with our summer basketball, like, guys, don't be a stranger. I mean, if we want to make a tournament run this year and compete in the league like we talk about,
you got to put that extra time in.
You know, even if it's just a half hour shooting on the gun, get 100 shots up on a Sunday. It takes a half hour with those shooting guns to do that. So you're not ruining your whole day like back in the day when we played. To get 100 shots up, it'd take 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because you're rebounding for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, you talk about seniors, and then, you know, your junior class is rock solid. You got Brody, and you got Judy, and then you got some younger kids there that you got a couple of them on the JV team.
Right.
That's a pretty solid class.
Yeah. It's going to pan out just fine. And you know, we brought Brady and Carter in about a month ago, right at halfway through the season, 11 games in, and I brought them into coach's office, and I thanked them.
Yeah.
You know, those two, kids don't understand that playing JV as a junior is really not that big a deal because it's not going to affect your NBA draft status.
Right.
It's not going to affect your D1 scholarship. You got to swallow a little pride.
Yeah.
Get minutes playing, and then hopefully as a senior, you contribute. And that's the same thing that Doug and Dylan have done.
Yep.
It's the same thing that Caleb Evers did a few years back with Coach Melton.
Yep.
And we've asked some kids to do that. Mm-hmm. And the ones that accept that usually come back their senior year and have a solid year.
And hats off to you, Bob, because you've always been a positive guy on juniors on the JV. You've always supported that. You've always said, hey, and you've always talked, you know, you've always said, hey, junior, you know, you positive talk to those kids.
Right.
Understand that it is not a sin to play JV basketball as a junior.
No, I mean, I've seen it happen. So, I mean, I can go back and Tony Diller, Aaron Collig is, Rex and I were just talking about Aaron Collig the other day.
Yeah.
Rex was like, Dad, he's face guarding me in open gym. He's freaking 30-some years old. I go, yeah, that's how he's wired. I said, that's a 3-year JV kid that was 5'8 for 3 years, 105 pounds, knew the game. And then all of a sudden he shows up his senior year and he's 6'2" and he's
solid.
Ripped.
Yeah.
And he had a great senior year.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just the proof is in the pudding.
Right.
If you can sell it to those kids.
I remember like the first or second game of his senior year, he was going inside and I'm thinking, he's not Sean.
Right.
But he played like Sean and he went inside the whole season and he was really good. I couldn't believe because I thought it was just dumb for him to even be thinking about that, and they made a career out of it.
One of my favorite moments of Aaron Collig was his senior year, and it was him and Tony Diller, and those guys were really bad in junior high.
Yeah.
So for them to have success as seniors, Matt Toby was, a third senior on that team.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly right.
So those guys were having some success. We're at Versailles in their old gym. Versailles has got one of the Charlotte boys. You know, they're solid. And we were running our spread offense, and we had the ball last, and it was like we spread them out. And we got Skip. We called him Skip because he was the skipper.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went by his guy and scored and won a game for us.
Yeah.
It was just, it's awesome.
That's a good memory.
That is a good job.
Big brain.
And, yeah, and
brain.
When the first play of that game, a slam dunk, Chardo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The alley-oop, slam dunk.
Joe Chardo. Just dropped it in.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you... yeah, we'll talk about Breaker and Brody later, but let's talk a little bit about Hudson Overman. So Hudson's a kid who last year showed a lot of potential as a JV player. Great hands.
Yep.
Could score the ball.
Crafty.
That's how to play on a lot, too. Very good.
Yeah, so I would have never dreamed he'd be your leading scorer this year. You know? And as this kid develops more, and he, you know, when you think about the future and how this kid could, if he learns how to shoot the three, and he right now
he's our best three
other than
shooter.
Carter Fortcamp, who probably is our best 3-point shooter,
pretty dang close.
I mean, that what'll open up that for the, for the big guys inside.
I told our coaching staff this summer when we were at shootouts, I said, you watch. Actually, I told Justin this last year when we sat down at the end of the season, and I, you know, could he have maybe played some varsity last year as a freshman? Maybe, but I wasn't to that point where I wanted to. I didn't want to mix up any chemistry, you know. Yeah, he was having a great JV season as a freshman. Yeah. Let him continue to do that. And, you know, I was talking to Justin. I said, I'm telling you, I am going to run so much stuff for that kid. Yep. He's got to get a touch every time down the floor for us.
Yeah.
And I told our coaching staff this summer, I said, you watch, he's going to end up leading us.
Yeah.
And he's at almost 13 a game right now.
Yeah.
And just does some great things. I think he's just hitting his stride.
Yeah.
Like, he's starting to do some things now where he's really starting to get in basketball shape.
Yeah.
And get that big body in shape. It takes longer than...
And it's hard to get around him. Yeah. I mean, when he knows how to use his body. And
he has quick feet.
Yeah,
he's smart.
He's crafty.
Yeah. He understands
it. Early in the year, and he's a liability defensively. Because of... Early in the year. Now, as you talk about him getting in out of football shape and getting into basketball, now he can guard the
I mean, Friday night at Knoxville was a great example. We had him on number 20, and that kid was just ripping and going by him. And I think they called a timeout, or we called a timeout, and we're like, all right, who can you guard? He's like, I can guard five. All right, then you're going on five, and that's huge for some for a player to
speak
be like, Coach,
up.
This is who I can guard.
Yeah.
All right, then let's make that switch.
Yep.
Brody, you're guarding 20, and we were pretty solid from then on out.
Yeah.
So just to hear kids, and I push that. I ask them questions all the time, and I probably shouldn't, but I want to, are you comfortable on the floor? Is this the defense we want to be in? Do we want to, you know, and if they say, yeah, let's stay in this, then that's what we're going to stay in.
Yeah.
A couple times they've told me, no, coach, no.
Out, coach,
no.
Out.
Okay.
No, you gotta be something different.
Hey, let's take a break. It's 8:30. We're going to pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
B-Wing IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at wayneiga.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Versailles to take on the Lady Tigers. Friday, the boys will host for sales, and there will be a salute to the veterans sponsored by our VFW post. Past and current military will get in free, and they'll also cover the admission for all of our students, kindergarten through seniors. They'll also be handing out red, white, and blue bandanas. Then on Saturday, the boys will host the Arcanum Trojans, who come in at 15-5. Get out to all the games you can to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here, Sports Talk with Coach Leverett. We're talking Indian basketball and updating us on the season, talking about what we got coming and talking about some of the players this year and where we're at. Me and Fee, couple losers. We missed out on the last four games.
Yep.
But we were listening.
Yeah.
You know, we're listening.
I had a few texts.
Plus we missed out on 12 inches of snow, dude. I hated missing that.
10 below.
Yeah, 10 below. I love that.
Yeah, we were thinking.
I know.
Well, I hope you were there when it was 35 degrees down in Florida. I hope you were there for that.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about you and me and Fee and Spency. We are diehard Fort Recovery guys. And we lost a diehard Fort Recovery guy.
Big time.
And Ram, who meant a lot to all of us, and you grew up with Ram.
Next door neighbor.
And some of the things that guy did for the youth of our,
it's incredible.
Yeah.
And his viewing was beautiful. His service was beautiful. Yeah. And talk a little bit about Ram's meant to Bob Lover.
Oh, my gosh. So Ram was the reason I could go to the gym and shoot whenever I wanted because he was the janitor. So that was my gym keys. And if he didn't have it, I'd just go to Pat Niekamp. But Ram was closer. So, and just, you know, he always was talking about basketball.
Yeah.
Just the, you know, who was good and this and that. But just a great guy to hang out with.
Yeah.
One afternoon, Ryan Tinn and I ended up, I think we were maybe, I don't even know if we had graduated. It was a summer. And we ended up in his little, that little orange Ford Mustang he had. Boys, you want to go do some garage sailing? Let's go. Yeah. And we're down in Dark County, and we're hitting all these garage sales. And
that's his
territory. We didn't have any. Ryan and I, we probably got $5 between us both. And I think we came home with probably five 1963 Playboy magazines that day.
Beautiful.
It was just a great day out with Ram. Grab some maid rights, you know.
Yeah.
Him and my old man used to sit in that garage on Fridays and drink beer. And one of the dumbest things that they would do, which to keep them occupied, was they'd sit in lawn chairs and then they would get, well, how far you think that bush is from here? And then they'd guess. Well, then they'd get a tape measure out and see who was closest. And they would do that shit for hours. You know? The one that Jackie ran into Kevin up at the Grounded Cafe on Saturday, and she, you know, went over and, you know, talked to him a little bit and just said, hey, you know, one of the neatest things that Rams ever did was after Bobby and I got married, he shows up on our front doorstep with a Kentucky trash can. that he found at a garage sale and knew.
You had to have
that. Bobby had to have that.
Absolutely.
You know, just out of the blue, things like that. I'd get a call on a Sunday afternoon. Hey, who was that player for Kentucky, or who was that player for any team, high school team? Remember who that was? And then I'd be like, yeah, that's blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's what I thought. And he knew the answer to it. He was just like, he's quizzing me.
Yeah. And Fee still has voicemails. A Ram would call him like in the last year saying, hey, you got this. You know, you watching this, or you watch
Eldora races are on channel 43. I knew you'd want to know, Fee.
Okay. One of the so I'm going through the viewing and I'm talking to Kevin, and Kevin was talking about me. I was telling him, I said, I went with Ram to watch Jay County play Muncie Central. Muncie Central hits a half court shot to buzzer. I said, we made a double track down to Newcastle, and Ram says, Kevin says, you know, he said, one of the things as a pharmacist is we get a lot of fake scripts. He said, and I could always tell fake scripts because my dad did that with basketball tickets.
He said,
so I knew every trick of the trade of somebody trying to pull something over.
Yeah.
Because my dad did that to every gym. And we talked about if there was a big game on TV and channel, back in the old day, there was no 44. So channel 2, channel 7, they would govern and they'd show highlights. In every big game, there was Ram
down there on the floor.
Standing on the damn floor.
Oh, he's always on the floor right by the basket.
It was him and Uli.
State tournament. He did that with state tournament tickets every year.
That was incredible.
Oh, you need a red ticket. Well, that's Division II from last year. Just walk on in.
Put your thumb over. Yeah,
put your thumb.
He did. We went down one year. Mick and I had, we had the same seats. His dad had bought us seats, and we went to about four games. And then we get to this fifth game, and there's guys sitting in our seats. And right before that, we're back, and they're telling stories about Ram. He would pick all the tickets up off the ground every year and keep them. And he said, they might be 5 years old. But he said he'd always keep them and stuff. And he said he'd sell them to people. We were up there, and I mean, we sat the same seat. We knew it was our seats. You're in our seats. He goes, no, aisle three. He had everything.
Right.
I said, what's the year of your ticket? It was like 3 years before that. I said, you've been rammed.
Well, that's how I got into I think the second state championship that Bobby Hoying and those guys were in. And I was talking to a bunch of St. Henry people, and they said, you got your ticket? Well, sort of.
Rams got it covered.
So I had whatever color ticket that was, and I just waited till 10 of them went in, and I stuck my arm out through them, and see the color, and they I just went in. Didn't have a seat, but I was in the gym.
Oh, man. He was great. Oh, man. Yep. He was absolutely great, and we're going to have a moment of silence for him Friday night. Sales military night.
They did that at New Knoxville, which
how cool is that?
Don Kepper arranged that, and that was just cool. We're like, who the heck did that, you know? And I thought it was maybe Neil. I
was blaming Chuck and Kathy.
Yeah.
Because they're from there, and they were there. And I said something to somebody, said, oh, that's Chuck and Kathy.
Yeah.
But nope, that was Digger Don.
Yeah. Chuck Etzler said that's the first 50-50 he's ever won, and he thanked Ram.
No kidding.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah.
Kathy made a point of telling me that.
Yeah. So getting back to the Indians basketball, I've been around a long time. I don't ever remember our program from the seniors to the second, third graders being as solid as it is right now.
It's funny you say that. So I was asking all my coaching staff today, hey, what's your records? I need to know exactly what we are going on Sports Talk tonight. And 7th grade is 11-2. 8th grade is 7-7. Freshmen are, what did Scott tell me? 6-4. And then our JVs are 12-5. You know, so... Yeah. And there's some dudes coming through.
There's some kids coming. They're good.
Yeah, yeah, I from top to bottom, it's pretty solid right now. Yeah,
we go over to Parkway on Sunday, and it's just, I mean, Fort Recovery's got the, you know, we got two teams in every class.
Yeah, Yeah.
Which,
that's great.
We're just beating the crap out of the team.
I contribute a lot of it is this, you know, we've got a great run of dads that all played four-year basketball, and it means something. You know, that's a big difference. Right. I mean, I remember years where when I was on Patch's staff, he would be like, how come these kids just don't have much basketball knowledge, you know? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Let's see. You know, let's go down the list and see whose dad's played.
Yeah.
And, you know, out of 12 on a varsity roster, they might be three dads that played basketball. Yeah. So, you know, no offense to those dads that didn't play basketball, but
it doesn't
you generally don't watch it.
Yeah.
You don't learn to play it. You know, it's not a priority. So it does make a big difference.
It does.
Yeah.
You, we got five toughies left. We are 11 and 6.
Yep.
We have a fun weekend coming up.
Huge.
We got the Versailles Tigers coming in for military night. And then on Saturday, our Cam's coming in for a triple header, I think.
Freshman
starts at 3 o'clock.
Start at 3, yep.
3 o'clock. It's a big stretch, and we got to get ready for tournament.
Yeah. It's perfect. I mean, obviously, we want to finish towards the top of the MAC. I mean, that was one of our goals, and then make a regional run. Right now, we're 4-2 in the league. We feel we can get Versailles right now. Sure. It's going to be a battle. Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of like that Coldwater game where it's just a slugfest.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'd like our chances in that. That would get us our fifth win and guarantee us over 500 in the league.
Yep.
You know, Delphus is going to be Delphus.
Absolutely.
You know, but
how much fun is that going to be?
It's going to be a blast because we can go out there and throw really anything at them. Yep. Try anything.
They've probably seen it all.
They have, and I wonder sometimes why so many teams are trying to guard a man. You know, I don't get that. But and then Tri-Village the next night, which is going to be very similar to Delphus, but not as good, and another fun atmosphere, and then St. Henry to end it. I mean, we should be ready for tournament.
I'll tell you at that point.
The recovery Tri-Village. And they're loaded. They are absolutely loaded. And they've got the best of us for the last few years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we don't go down without a fight. We have there's a little chippy.
Yeah, there's no love lost there.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And that's all right.
No, that's absolutely. That's what you want. You absolutely. Know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Right.
And you can't get bullied. You know, and that's kind of one thing we've tried to instill within our kids is you want to be a dog, you gotta be a dog. Like, you gotta beat the dog, you know? And, you know, there's some times throughout the season where we weren't dogs. We told them, hey, we can't say we're dogs anymore because right now we're not playing like that. But we're starting to hit our stride, I think, here. And that's one thing I kind of, the last, you know, this being my fourth season, I kind of pride our coaching staff on, when we get the tournament, our kids aren't wore out and ready to go play baseball and run track.
Right. Yeah.
And we hit that stride at the right time.
Yep.
We're, you know, we give them, we have a double weekend, we take Mondays off. Something I heard Jack Alberts does, or did back in the day. So, you know.
Rest them up.
We're together all the time. You need a break from each other.
Yeah.
You really do.
Your wife probably tells you that all the time,
She's always asking for breaks.
How about you guys?
I mean, nuts.
She's a big talker. Don't believe everything she says.
Your JV team, they're 12-5.
12-5, yeah.
And had a really good year.
Yeah.
And I like some of them young kids, man.
Good mix, you know, having those two juniors down. Tank Thompson and Braylon Ramwell, sophomores, are a good mix with those freshman group. Bentley Dilworth, sucks that he had his appendix taken out, so he's done for the season pretty much. Yeah, but, I mean, what a great little floor general he has been.
Yeah.
Braylon Dilworth went down and has played some minutes just basically to get in shape for down the stretch for us. Having the knee injury from football slowed him down. You know, so him playing two quarters really helped. You know, you got I don't want to name them all, but they're all pretty solid.
And Braylon, they did a whole bunch of subbing, and always do.
Yeah.
I guess it was in the Knoxville game, or was it the next game when Bentley wasn't there? We were doing really well, and I'm thinking, man, we got guys playing all over the place. And somebody said, and Bentley got his appendix out. I'm going, We didn't even have him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of the spark plug most of the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't even notice he wasn't in there because there's so many guys that really just played well.
It made Tank Thompson bring the ball up and handle it, which is great for
help him.
It's just good.
You got to work on that Deuce kid, too.
We will.
What a brain.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's got, he's got a big upside.
Yeah, he does.
He's going to have a big upside.
It's just, he gets a little touchdown around that basket.
He'll be coming. Yeah, and that's his number one sport. And I tell people all the time, his first year of basketball was sixth grade.
Yep.
So, you know, most kids got 3 years in by
then. Absolutely.
Exactly. You know, right. So he'll figure it out real quick.
You know, Braylon Dilworth is a wild card.
Yeah.
He loves to, I mean, I love it too. He will fire the shot. He is not scared.
He's open. I'm shooting.
Bring it on, boys.
He shot a lot of them last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to reel him in a little bit. He is one of our best shooters, and I trust him shooting it, you know, and I tell him, I'm like, that's probably a good shot. Maybe another three or four passes.
You'll get the same. Yeah.
It'll be wider.
And it's coming inside out, you know, but he's.
Yeah.
He's a great kid. I love him to death. He's going to be a good floor general for us.
He is, absolutely.
Smart.
Yeah. So, a lot smarter than his old man.
I didn't say that.
So you got, we was talking off air about tournament draw. So we're D6. We're going south.
Right.
Tri-Village is the number one seed. Probably got it locked up.
Yep.
But there's a lot of good teams down there in D6. But, that's including Fort Recovery.
Right. It's funny how, you know, we start to get a little, you guys are going south now. It's so much easier. I don't know. You're going to run into those Shelby County League teams. The WOAC teams aren't any slouches anymore.
No. Yeah, right.
You know, and at some point, you get to districts or regionals, you're going to face a Shelby County League team or another MAC team in regionals. It's, you know, let them think that. But
absolutely,
hey.
We don't think what you want. Yeah. I love it.
I do too. Yeah. It's neat to go play some of those other teams.
Yeah,
you know, and different gyms that you don't get to go to.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, you don't have to play back to back MAC schools too. A lot of times up here, you get out of your dang sectional, you got to beat two.
Right. And they have like up here the District 8 stuff. They've separated that district and made it bigger,
better.
So it's not. You know, last year it was, who was it? Marion, Coldwater, Spencerville, and
that was unbelievable.
LCC or whatever in that district. It's, you know, and it's like that every year.
Yeah.
But now this year it should make it
even a little bit.
Yeah. More of that super sectional feel like we have. Yeah.
Super Bowl plans? You guys get together?
We usually get together with Steve and Beth Pearson and do the pizza and wings from the bowling alley. Try to leave by halftime. Doesn't always happen. Yeah. You know, there's always that one more game we play.
Yeah.
But try to be home by 9 o'clock or so.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you. What about how great our fans have been this year?
I cannot ask for. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
We've had a great. I mean, the Coldwater game, which you guys were gone, right?
Yeah, we're gone out.
But I'm telling you, that is the first time in a while where our fans were standing up like they used to, giving the boo to the officials. They were into it. It was. We've had some great crowds. I mean, it's been full.
It has been.
And that's one thing I try to sell to the players. Like, that should drive you to work hard and be successful and play on a good team just to get the support that we get. I mean, there's no better gym.
No.
Everybody talks about the Vatican, and that's cool and this and that, but man.
They're nothing like Fort
Sight. When we got her filled, it's pretty loud in there.
It's incredible.
See the Delphus games on 44, so that'd be great. Yeah,
that'll be awesome.
I hope we can come out and compete
and make it
interesting.
Get into the fourth quarter, make it close, and let's see what happens.
I mean, like I said, we got nothing to lose. We'll have a nice game plan. It's going to depend. Can we handle their ball pressure?
Yeah.
You know, can we slow them down? Can we keep the pace of the game? Can we keep that thing in the 30s and 40s for a while?
Yeah.
You know, can we make Elwer settle for 35-foot threes instead of penetrating and kicking to his teammates that can flat out stroke it, you know?
Yeah.
That's going to be key, you know?
And it is.
Going into Tri-Village the next night is going to be very similar.
Yeah.
But they have a big, and they're not as good as Delphus.
It is.
Well,
when that place is full, it's fun.
Absolutely.
It's a carryover from Wes and the football.
Yeah.
We had crowds this year we've never had before.
Crazy crowds.
And with you and the boys.
I agree.
And it's just something going on right now at Fort Recovery.
We got a good mixture going.
Man, I love it.
Yeah. And that's, you know, Wes and I talked, like, dude, whatever you need from me.
Yeah.
You know, I called him on a couple things this season early in the year about, you know, hey, how was they, so, you know, during football season, a certain player.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, this and that, blah, blah, blah. It's just bouncing ideas off each other. And, yeah, their success will breed our success.
No doubt.
Because kids will come in with the attitude of we can compete in the league in any sport.
You know, we've had a lot of teams that if the kids would have played some football, how much better would they have been? You know, sometimes that's our weakness. We get into a game where they start banging around a little bit, and we don't like that.
Right. Well, I mean, a perfect example that I remember last year was our Coldwater game there. You know, we're up 5 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, up 10 at halftime.
Yeah.
And then starts getting physical. We start getting pushed around a little bit. And we end up losing by 5.
Yep.
You know, this year, that doesn't happen.
That ain't going to happen.
I
agree.
It just won't. We have kids that are not afraid of the physicality, and they're going to battle and compete. So,
go back. Coach, can't thank you enough for stopping up. Love you, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get him Friday night. It's going to be a great weekend.
What's that big weekend?
Let's get to them.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I love it.
Let's take a break. Coming right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
On Friday, February 13th, our Indians will host the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, and the game is expected to be sold out. Here is important information for pre-sale tickets for that game. If you purchased reserve seat tickets for the boys' games, you don't need to do anything. Your seats are reserved. MAC passes, Fort Recovery All-Sport passes, Fort Recovery Senior Citizen, and Fort Recovery Boys Basketball passes will also be accepted, but you won't have a reserve seat. If you don't have a reserve seat, there's a very limited number of seats available to reserve in the lower level when you buy your tickets, available while they last. Children under first grade are expected to sit on their parents' laps. If they use a separate seat, they will need a ticket. Presale tickets will be available on Tuesday at the high school office from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the tickets will be available at the middle school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If there are any remaining tickets, they'll be available on Thursday at the high school office from 8 to 4 and from 8 to noon on Friday. Then if there are still tickets available, you can purchase them at the door that night, and the doors will open at 5:15. Again, the boys' game with Delphus St. John's is expected to be a sellout, so don't get shut out. Get your tickets ahead of time. More information is available on the Fort Recovery Athletics Facebook page.
I have a sun plan. I go, they do. He's their second. He's their two guard, number three, left-handed guard.
We're back. We're still telling stories.
That's even better. We're going to definitely come. I'll check my wife. half hour later, he texted me back, we'll be there to put us on the list.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So on Saturday, we...
Mudboat's in fourth, so he can't.
Yeah, Mudboat, he won't be there.
If Mike can come, we'll have five pass coaches.
So, but we're just talking about 100 years of Fort... Or no, it is 1,000 wins of Fort Greene.
1,000th win, yeah.
And we're celebrating that on Saturday, and Coach is just telling us that some of the past coaches are coming up.
He's gotten a few coming back.
And Doug Dunlap.
Yep,
that's who we were talking about when we came back on.
And we're trying to get... Mike Bayshore's going to let you know.
Yep. Kurt Schellenberger. Chris Guggenbiller is busy with his kids and stuff. Jeff Friesner's got to go watch Tony and Vicky's boys play soccer for the last time. So he's like, I can't. Right. He's like, I've dodged them for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then Coach Fatch will be there. He's actually checking the door that night. So
good.
Perfect.
And Matt Rutledge.
Oh, that's super.
So be good to...
Well, that's great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
1,000 wins for recovery in basketball. Wins. That's cool as heck.
That is cool.
Super Bowl, who you got? Do you care?
I don't care.
I don't either.
Yeah, I like Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I do too.
And I like May, quarterback, but I don't like the Patriots.
I know.
The Bill Belichick.
It's hard for them. All of a sudden, they get on a roll again. We got to watch them for 5 or 6 years.
But. So I say the Seahawks, but when I say the Seahawks, then the Patriots will probably pull it off or something.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
It'll be a good game.
All I got to do is bet on one, the other team will guarantee.
Then you're guaranteed to win.
That means it's unbelievable.
That usually happens.
It's unbelievable how bad I am. So last night, the Indian swim team.
Hey, brother.
Yep.
I got results of the Indian swim team, and they had a big meet at South Adams.
South Adams?
Yep.
I thought I seen that, too.
And I got the results right here, and I wanted to give a shout-out to the swim team.
Yeah. We ain't had Mindy in this year.
We got to get her in.
Well, it's not Mindy. It's now Abby Timmerman.
Mindy's out. And I've actually called Abby to try to get her in here, and I think we're going to get her in.
Good.
Next weekend, though, we got Reed Knuth and the Drama Club.
The Drama Club's coming in. That's awesome.
But they're not coming in until they got religion, so they'll be a little later. So maybe we can get Abby in here.
Yeah, maybe sneak her in.
All right, so here's the results yesterday of the... Tonight, Fort Recovery hosts a quad meet with Coldwater Saline in Greenville. And it was a great night of racing for the Indians. The top five places include girls 200-meter relay, second place, Claire Winning, Autumn Lutho, Liza. Is it Liza?
Eliza Smith.
Eliza Kanapke and Audrey Shuttleworth. Okay, yep. Girls 200 free relay. Second place, Jenna Bertke, Autumn Luthold, Audrey Shuttleworth, Livy Timmerman. Girls 400 free relay. Second place, Claire Winning, Emily Beckman, Liza Kanapke, and Livy Timmerman. Mm-hmm. Carson Fulkamp got first place in the 200 free and second in 100 fly. Mason Laux took first place in the 500 free. Livy Terriman took first in the 100 free and second in the 200 IM. Also, let's see what else we got. We got a lot of results, and good for those girls. Those
did
kids.
Good.
I think Caleb Smith had something good going on.
Emily Beckman placed second in the free and fifth in the 100 free. Lizzie Kanapke finished second in the 500 and also fifth in the 50 free. Emily Beckman placed second in the 200 free and fifth in the 100 free. Autumn Luthel placed second in the 100 breast and the fourth in the 100 free. Jenna Bertke earned third place in the 200 IM. Caleb Smith placed third in the 50 free. And Claire Winning finished fourth in both the 53 and the 100 fly. And Saturday, they're going to be at Saline at the YMCA. And make sure you get out there and support the swim team.
Swim team.
And they're having a good season.
Good year, yeah.
And like I said, we were going to try to get the coach in next week. We also have the drama club coming in. So that's the swim team.
Yep.
The bowling team, we had on the girls' coach a couple weeks ago before me and you left.
Yep.
And we want to try to get a couple of the boys
team
in here, and also maybe get the boys' coach in. So that's a look at
the
Indian sports.
Have they started tournament, Bobby?
They have the MAC this week. And that's at New Bremen. I think it's Friday. I think they have
that. I saw it, but I knew I wasn't going to be able to get there. So.
Yeah. And then the girls, they had a tough one on Monday night, Salina Bulldogs. The Bulldogs got them by 19. A game that was closer than that. We had it down to 7 in the fourth quarter. Indians lost the Holman girl with a knee injury.
Yep.
I don't think it's good. I haven't heard anything
positive.
Yeah, right. But that sucks because they were just starting to play some pretty good basketball.
They had four wins in a row there. And like you said, it seemed like the Hills Camp girls were really starting to play some good ball now. And I think the mother girls are gaining some confidence. And,
and the girls that played, and she's had a couple of games where she didn't either play at all, or Holman, where she either didn't play at all or played limited. And those other girls have done better. But we need her.
Big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill.
Yep.
So we hope for the best on that.
Yep.
Then on a week from this Friday, we are going to take the Blue Jays down on Friday the 13th.
Sounds good.
It's going to be a bad news day for the Dolphins Blue Jays.
So tomorrow night we travel. We got a home game. No, we travel to Versailles. The girls play Versailles.
Versailles,
And then Friday is a big military night at Fort Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Indians and Versailles Tigers, and Saturday is a triple header.
So I get it all. Did I read that all? Military, get in free, right?
You betcha.
Awesome. And of course, all the students, the VFW is taking care of that. They're doing it up big. They're doing
it
really good.
Big night for us.
Amy's the best. Amy Potcutter is she's all-star.
She's got some great ideas.
Yep, she is an all-star.
And she has, between our basketball teams and what Amy's been promoting, we've been filling that gym.
Yeah,
and the people are great. Sometimes they're coming just to see their kids play or do this or that, but then they keep coming back because they had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, even grandparents that don't know anything about the game, they had fun, so they just keep coming back.
I know Saturday is the third and fourth graders are playing. Will's playing at halftime. Lane's got the
awesome.
So there's probably good.
That's earlier fire alarm. Yeah. You guys didn't see it. So we got an earlier start.
Yeah, 3 o'clock freshman.
3 o'clock freshman, and then we're going to do a triple header. So that'll be fun.
Bring it on, Phil.
That'll be fun. How about Neil? You going to the King Bob's for the Super Bowl?
Yep.
I figured you probably were.
Yep. We might even watch part of the game.
Might see some of the game.
50-50.
Probably a Stroh's beer, too, might get drank.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of Stroh's beers.
Yeah.
Yep. And
tradition like no other.
Yep.
Like no other.
I'd say there's nobody here except Harold that's ever seen his basement, but it's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible.
There's a big room and a little room and the bathroom, and they're all full of Stroh's signs.
Stroh's
Completely covered wall to wall. Used to have Coca-Cola down there, but he ran out of space. Coca-Cola got taken Coca-Cola. Away.
Gotta go.
And at one time, they almost bought a Stroh's delivery truck.
That'd be awesome.
It was cheap.
Awesome.
They didn't know what they were going to do with it, though. But it was like $2,000 or something. I don't know what it was. But instead of that, instead of having that in his backyard, he has a pool. Funny. So he's. Yeah. I think he's a little better off.
The King. You can't beat it.
Can't beat the King.
My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Big the owner, the operator of 4 Recovery Radio, Mr. Neil Spencer and Bob Stogler. Let's have a big weekend.
Big weekend.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next week.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thief, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.